Exactly.
So that's kind of like what we're looking for, and how that, you know.
Right.
Even if they say, like, yeah, just.
Right, exactly.
Materials,
and that's just
you don't have to,
okay,
so how many thousand materials?
Hey, is Hyman today?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I was trying to get in touch with him. My name's Pete. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff? Yeah, this is Jaime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured it sounded like you. You did some work with a bank in our network, Pacific Premier Bank, last year, right around this time. Just doing a follow-up because you had some good lending history with them. And we actually got you pre-approved for $250K for some capital and equipment. Is there anything coming up in the pipeline where you're going to need some help?
Oh, yeah. No, not anytime soon.
Oh, really? Do you... You have everything handled with your bank here, you just have a line of credit?
Yeah, the line of credit, and I think the rate should be dropping even further than it is now, once I renew here in the next few days.
Really, really? How much do you have with them? Like, what's your line of credit?
I think it was at 7.5 or 7.25, and it should drop down to like 4-something now.
No, like the loan amount.
Oh, I only had 100,000. That's usually, I don't usually need any more than that.
Oh, okay.
I find it inside a pocket. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're not the only one for sure. A bunch of people do that. We free up about 10 to 15% of top line revenue for you. So I don't know. What your financials are looking like, but it probably can get you a little bit more than 100K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's not 15%, it probably would be. But no, I usually don't. I'm usually running. Sometimes I can run heavy, but typically about 20 grand or so. At most.
Yeah, it is unsecured cash too, so it's a little bit less risky than your bank. They've been a little bit odd edge with that whole Brexit thing lately.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. These Citibank stock was down like 20% the other day. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, but if you don't mind, Jaime, I could just shoot you a quick email. You could keep it in your back pocket because I know you use your line of credit, and we're not trying to compete with your bank here. It's more of like for emergency purposes because we do fund in about 48 hours. So if you have a truck breakdown, I know it's. Yeah, need some quick cash on hand for a project, and we can get to you in 2-3 days tops.
Oh, okay. You want to send me an email, and I can kind of file that and keep it handy in case.
Yeah. Throw it in your file for your finances.
Fine.
Yeah, where can I send that?
Send it to elitepowerpluscorp@yahoo.com.
How's business been for you? Besides, you sound like you're growing.
It's construction, sometimes we've got more than we can chew on, and sometimes it's just a little slow here and there, but, overall it's good.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys do commercial or residential?
Nowadays, it's been mostly commercial.
Yeah, well, if, like you said, if you bite off more than you can chew at some point, and, you've used too much of that, line of credit up, have you used up any of that 100K?
Yeah, I run it close, about 80,000 or so. But.
Oh, okay, so you really just have about 20 grand left. So, if you do get a big project in, and you're pretty much going to miss out on money if you don't do it, and you can't really get any more from your bank. I know they're pretty stingy about extending the line even further than 100K. But, yeah, like if you find yourself like in a situation you just described where you bite off more than you can chew and you just need a little bit of extra cash to get you through the project, because I imagine you're dealing with like a net 30, right, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's exactly kind of what we're in business for, is those quick little fixes to keep, facilitate business. So I'll just shoot you something real quick, keep it in your back pocket. If anything comes up, just give me a call, okay, Jaime?
All right, that's good.
All right, take care.
You too, guys.